Procon Show on 720 WGN. All right, we have lost some great institutions here over the last couple of months, some of it due to COVID-19 and still not announced. Many, I think, will end up, whether they're restaurants or stores, having to succumb to the economic crisis that has followed the outbreak. But now the double punch, the gut punch of looting in downtown Chicago and in the suburbs. And one of the great restaurant institutions in this city's history, Gene and Giorgetti's, which suffered a fire last year, last fall, had to close and was hoped to be open by Christmas, wasn't able to get that done, then opened for carryout delivery during the COVID-19 crisis, and now has been vandalized. And Michelle Derpetti is with us to talk a little bit about that. I think you represent, Michelle, what a lot of family-owned business operators are going through throughout the Chicagoland area as they just struggle, because people think that if you own a restaurant or you own a store or whatever, if it's a single store, you think, oh, they think, they must be millionaires, but that is really not the case in many.
No, it's funny. I've heard that a lot recently, and it is funny. You know, our margins are, a lot of people know now in the restaurant industry and the hospitality industry in general, the margins are small, and we don't necessarily, those of us who have been in this for this long, my family's been doing this for 79 years, we didn't start this to be millionaires or be famous. This was, you know, we were pursuing the American dream. My grandfather and his partner, Giorgetti, were Italian immigrants, and they just wanted to do better for their family. So for us, it's a calling and a passion as much as a job, and it is also our livelihood.
Right. So talk a little bit about what has happened here. Obviously, you suffered the fire in the fall, weren't able to open up for indoor service, but did open up for carryout. And now what happened to you over the last couple of days?
So we had started back in about December, January, we were scheduling for a grand reopening for March 26th. And by, you know, the 15th of March, obviously with coronavirus and COVID-19, we knew that wasn't going to happen. So thankfully, my husband, Colin, and our general manager, Yanni, and our team, our chef, Cristiano and Luis, worked really hard to keep the kitchen going up until the shelter in place was mandated, so that by the 28th of March, we could be open for delivery and carryout. And, you know, Ro, you're always one of our, my mom loves listening to you, and, you know, we love saying hello to you when you come in the restaurant, and I'm sure she's listening now, so she's probably really excited. And, you know that for the 78 years prior to this happening, we didn't really do a lot of takeout, and we didn't do any delivery. So for us, that was a huge evolution, and we all had to figure out what that meant, how to provide the kind of service we were known for and that we expect of ourselves via delivery, what the packaging looks like, the bags, you know, we did handwritten thank you notes, the whole nine. And we just started getting our footing in terms of what it should look like, the quality, you know, the kinds of food. Our chefs launched this really incredible pantry menu, and my husband designed a delivery website, which was amazing. And then Saturday night, it is worth saying, though, we were still operating with significant losses. I mean, we were limping along, but at least
figuring
it out. Yeah, we were figuring it out. About Saturday night, probably about, I think it was about 12:30 or 1 o'clock, we were broken into. One of the neighbors next door to us was very kind. From her balcony, safely, she videoed the break-ins, and the maintenance man called our manager and our chef, who by about 1 o'clock were down there. About 20 or so people had gotten in. They tried to, for those of you that know the restaurant, there's a big window on our Franklin side with our logo painted on it. Mm-hmm. They were using bricks to try to get through the window, but my dad is really smart, and he had it double-paned when he did it. So it was hard to get through. So instead, they then went through the front doors, which have these oval window panes. And so they got through that. They ripped the doors off the hinges, and they got in. And they stood on the bar, which, you know, and jumped around on it, which we had just refinished. Jumped on the coolers behind the bar and kind of broke those. Grabbed a bunch of wine, broke a lot of wine. Our phones were ripped off the walls. The point of sale tablets that we use were vandalized and stolen. My husband has some camera equipment in the restaurant. He's a photographer, and he photographs some of our food, so that was stolen. Our laptops, just whatever they could grab. And more than anything, they were, I think, more intent on destruction with us because, you know, we were in the phases of reopening when COVID hit, so not everything was out. A lot of things were in boxes on the second floor, and I think when Yanni and Luis showed up, I think that scared them, and they left, and then my manager and my chef stood outside till about 4:30 in the morning guarding the restaurant.
Wow. You know, we're seeing video from inside store security camera locations, mm-hmm. and it really does follow a pattern where people who are going in, these looters who are going in, some of them are just demonstrating inside in a weird way. I don't understand mm-hmm. what motivates mm-hmm. people to try to destroy other people's businesses. I understand the protest. I don't understand their actions or stealing or destroying mm-hmm. things. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. And I feel this is just, you know, to me, one of those yours, Gene and Giorgetti's, is one of those institutions that this city is known for internationally. I mean, there are people who come in anytime you're in that restaurant. There are people from all over the country and some from all over the world who are coming in to enjoy with this traditional, old school American Italian presentation and the room and the food and the whole thing, and just to rip that, it's like beating up somebody's grandmother. It does not make any sense whatsoever. So are you guys done? I mean, or can you survive this?
We are not done. And here's the deal. It's worth noting this too. Not only are we not done, Ro, but we believe this. We feel very fortunate that nobody was hurt. We are forever grateful to Yanni and Luis, who risked their own personal safety standing outside that corner. We also had a neighbor by the name of Gary who helped them, to whom we are also forever grateful. We also understand that what happened to us can be repaired. Nobody was hurt. And we have a claim into our insurance. We realize that that can make premiums go up. People have criticized me for saying this recently. It is important to us to note we understand that our damages can be repaired. And we know that there are many people out there that are feeling pain and grief for larger issues, none of which I'm an expert about, that this shouldn't overshadow, right? And so we are not going anywhere. We're very dedicated on protecting the legacy that my grandfather Gene and his partner Giorgetti started. It's very important to me that I, as a third generation, that I do that. As you know, my dad lives with interstitial lung disease and is on supplementary oxygen. So, in addition to the fire, he was at additional risk during COVID. So, my family's been through a lot in the last 6 or 8 months, and My team has been through a lot. Our Rosemont location is currently closed because it wasn't viable as a delivery location. Right. And we don't see any of that as anything other than motivation for us to keep going. Our team, we have several hundred people that work within our organization that depend on my family. My family depends on that restaurant as well, as much as we depend on the team. And we have no intention of not moving forward. If we can pull it off, we will most likely be open for delivery and carry out tomorrow, which we'll be announcing tomorrow.
And Michelle, I've got to run here to talk to Sam Toya, who's the restaurant association leader.
But say hello to him for me.
Yes, we will. but are you going to do outdoor service or no?
We applied for a permit, and the alderman is reviewing it. If we get it, we'll certainly be looking at that as a viable.
You know, it's funny, Michelle. I'm talking to your alderman a little bit later on in the show too. I may have to say something to him too about that.
Say hello to him as well.
Yeah, you know how this goes in Chicago.
Alderman Riley. Yes.
Yes,
say
that's right.
To Sam as well.
Yes, I will. Don't worry about it.
Maybe put in a good word, bro. Maybe put in a good word.
this is how business is done in this town. All right, Michelle. We wish you the best.
Me.
Gene and Giorgetti's, we're focusing on this one particular store in Chicago that got looted and damaged and all of that. But I think because you're emblematic of what a lot of family-owned and small businesses have gone through, and we talk about, and this is, you know, you're in a fancy downtown neighborhood. right. out in the neighborhoods where these folks are destroying their own neighborhood. Well, we assume that it's their own neighborhood or an adjacent neighborhood.
Yeah, it's
that,
hard to
that,
make those assumptions, you know.
But it's crazy, you know, to tear up, you know, a food store or, you know, even a liquor store, you know, a dollar store, mattress store, and those things. I mean, those yeah. serve a community. And it is an insane reaction. It is so stupid and infantile. It is just, it has nothing to do with honoring the memory of George Floyd or anybody else who's died unjustly at the hands of authorities in America. Michelle DiPetti, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We'll talk to you
soon. Good luck.
Bye. Thank you.
Let us know if there's anything we can do to help. And maybe talk to the older man. I don't know.